Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 302 for Thursday, March the 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher Thursday, tracking changes in the Canadian currency and IDEA's recent losses were overdone. The move above nearby resistance on the charts also triggered additional buying. Canola finished anywhere from $8 to $10 higher, with the May contract checking in at $464.70 a ton. That's up $10. The Canadian dollar was down 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Speculators were covering shorts, which added to the aggressive buying, and the demand was starting to come to the front end of the market. Some farmers refused to sell until they climbed above the $10 a bushel level. The cash basis is starting to improve in various locations. Commercial demand was steady while Chicago soybeans were higher on the day. However, losses in the vegetable oil market and crude oil were bearish for canola. Uncertainty in the Chinese market and their recent changes to dockage allowances and canola imports also weighed down prices. The large soybean crop in South America undermined the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 2 cents higher, with the most active May contract at $3.61 a bushel. Corn prices received a boost from lower federal forecasts for world corn stocks. U.S. exports are sluggish right now, but the U.S. dollar was weaker, which added some support for companies trying to export corn. Farmers in the Corn Belt should get an early start on seeding, as soil temperatures were above 50 degrees in most of the Midwest. As soon as this week's rain passes, farmers will likely head out to check their fields. Soybeans were up 3 cents, with the nearby May contract checking in at $8.89 a bushel. The USDA said world supplies of soybeans will be lower than last month's projection, which gave some strength to the market. Weekly export sales also met analyst expectations. Chinese import projections were also up for the month. Looking ahead to wheat, and the May contract was up 8 cents at $4.77 a bushel. The market was underpinned by the USDA's projections, which pegged U.S. stockpiles in 2015-16 at a lower number than what analysts had been expecting. The USDA said domestic wheat at the end of May would total 966 million bushels, which was below the initial estimate of 975 million. Dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains were also bullish for wheat. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March the 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.